What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm back. Rudrance for Black and White Network. Well, we're going to talk about Lori Lightfoot. Some very, very startling, disturbing numbers have come in. You guys know many of you have subscribed to this channel because of our coverage of the weekend shootings, the violence that happens in Chicago every week. It's on Lori Lightfoot. She's the mayor up there, the Democratic, socialist, radical mayor that doesn't seem to care. Just as bad, Kim Fox, radical, crazy Democratic DA. I think about a story that one of the law enforcement officers talked about from a while back, the fact that if they see somebody with a gun on the sidewalk, they no longer go after them like they would have maybe a few years ago because they just don't expect them to be prosecuted. You've got, it's literal urban warfare up there. The scariest part about all these numbers and these shootings is when we go over all these numbers, how many individuals are under the age of 18 that get shot every week, every weekend. All the while, we've got Lori Lightfoot. Her priorities are in all kinds of places. I just did a video on the other sports channel about an ethics complaint where she got some money over public housing and the MLS soccer team up there. She's been feuding with the Chicago Bears. She got up on stage at some LGBTQ fest, whatever. Of course, she's a member of that community, got up there, gave the middle finger, F Clarence Thomas, because she's so bent out of shape because women may or may not have the rights to go out there and just murder babies. You know how this is. You know how this goes. She's in commercials wearing shades. Karaoke, singing, dancing the cha-cha, all this stuff, running her own TikTok. You know, she should have her, I've said it, she should have her ass in a police war room every weekend. I mean, real time, like she is at war because that's what her city is at. When you're talking about numbers like this, you're at war. And these Democrats don't care. They're not going to prosecute. She tried to defund the police in an area that already had way too much violence. So you can imagine how that went. You know, she hasn't put a call into the bullpen for Black Lives Matter to show up and protest in the streets. And we know, of course, they wouldn't do that because they don't give a rip about Black Lives anyway. They just want to line their Ponzi scheme pockets. It's absolutely nuts. These figures are crazy. This is Breitbart. Lightfoot, Chicago, over 3,200 people shot January through November of 2022. I mean, that's just unimaginable. We are in the United States of America, and this is going down. You know, she could put in a word. I mean, when Trump was in office, he offered the National Guard to these radical Democrats to try to get crime under control, and they didn't want to take it because it was political and it was Trump and oh my God. But yet their residents continue to get shot, they continue to get murdered, and it's all political. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. WTTW reported that Chicago Police Department figures showing there were 3,258 shooting victims in Chicago during the first 11 months of 2022. That figure includes victims in fatal and non-fatal shootings. If we isolate fatal shootings, 637 people were shot and killed January through November. There were 208 shootings in Chicago during November alone, not so Thanksgiving up there, and 54 homicides. In a city where crime has taken a daily hold on the lives of residents and those who enforce the law alike. You got to prosecute if you want people behind bars. ABC 7 Chicago Sometimes noted 13 people were shot in Chicago Friday into Sunday morning. Four of those victims died. I mean, it's just nuts. Two people were shot to death Friday during a drive-by incident in the Austin neighborhood around 11:15 p.m. One man...
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Was shot multiple times, including a headshot, and another was shot in the back. Both men were taken to the hospital, and they both died. I mean, and this is continuously and every single weekend. I want you to just think about that. Think about 9/11. How many people there were there? 3,200 people here. Okay, we're talking about violence on a terrorism kind of level going on in this country. San Francisco, Detroit, L.A., New Orleans. All this is going on. You guessed it. It's going on in Democratic cities. You have Soros-funded DAs that get put into office. George Soros, like Kim Fox. There's a diminished respect for law enforcement. Oh, my God, they're going nuts over guns. But they're not going nuts over criminals, and we know criminals are the ones that actually make the gun shoot in an irresponsible way that kills people. It's not the guns. It's not the actual physical thing that's killing people. It's the actual people that's killing people. You have to prosecute. Again, people like Trump offered up the National Guard. We can't have it because it's Trump. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. You would not see this in more red rural areas. You know why? You would have sheriffs deputizing citizens and training them. They simply would not have this outbreak of gun violence like this. But then again, in those more rural areas, you got responsible citizens, good heads on their shoulders, and they respect the law. These Democratic cities need a serious attitude adjustment. And these numbers will come out, and Lori Lightfoot will probably try to spin them, if she even addresses them. I mean, who knows? She's probably planning the next social justice fest involving her LGBTQ lifestyle. You might be like, damn, you're coming a little hard. Well, 3,200 people shot. 637 not breathing anymore. I mean, at what point do people really, really hammer this person over and over and over again? And these voters in this area, these Democratic voters, they won't do nothing about it. They'll reelect her, and it'll be business as usual, violence as usual. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. We're going to keep on it. I don't know. It's absolutely maddening. Peace. I'm out. Till next time. Black and White Network supporters, make sure you go over and check out the Black and White Network merchandise store. 25% off USA First. 25% off USA First. Go now.